This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Friday pressed Food and Drug Administration Chief Stephen Hahn to grant an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine by the end of the day. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The FDA was expected to sign off this weekend after an outside panel endorsed the vaccine yesterday. The White House wants approval now. Two administration officials say White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed FDA head Stephen Hahn in a call today to authorize the vaccine by the end of the day or face possible firing. Hahn's disputing the characterization, saying Meadows encouraged the FDA to keep working expeditiously. President Trump's been frustrated with the FDA's pace, especially as other nations beat the U.S. in issuing emergency approvals. The president this morning tweeted at Hahn, "Get the damn vaccines out now." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says nearly a billion doses of vaccine had been secured for the COVAX program to provide shots for poor and middle-income countries. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said 189 countries were taking part in the COVAX effort.
Our COVAX partner, Gavi, is in discussions with several other manufacturers, and further deals will be announced in the near future.
The organization expects to make decisions on whether to give emergency use approval to COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in the coming weeks. WHO officials described the arrival of vaccines as a major development, but stressed repeatedly that it would take a long time before the shots could be rolled out worldwide. This is VOA News. The World Food Program issued a new warning Friday about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, describing it as a ticking time bomb that required immediate international action. WFP spokesperson Thompson Feary said the window to prevent a full-scale famine was narrowing very fast.
We are running out of time. The number of children that need treatment for acute malnutrition as I speak is about 2 million, with approximately 360,000 at risk of dying in case they don't get any treatment.
Yemen is home to the world's worst food crisis, mostly due to the civil war that pits the Iranian-backed Houthis in the north against a Saudi-led coalition and its allies in the south. The United Nations voiced alarm Friday over the forced return of Eritrean refugees to camps they fled in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. The Ethiopian government said in a statement it was sending back Eritrean refugees who had fled from Tigray to Addis Ababa in recent weeks. The UN Refugee Agency said it had received reports of several hundred refugees being transported to Tigray on buses. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said Friday he was alarmed over the refugees' return to the Tigray region, where UN aid agencies and others have been denied access since fighting began on November 4th. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the fighting between Ethiopian forces and Tigrayan fighters. The conflict has displaced more than 1 million people, including 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. Long lines of trucks carrying stockpiles for British companies are jamming the highways leading to France's northern port of Calais as Brexit Day gets closer. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
French police control slow-moving lorries making their way to Calais, while close by, other trucks are at a standstill. One British trucker has told the AP he would normally hope to load, come out in the morning, get to Calais and back, but not anymore, while the Secretary General of France's National Federation of Road Transport calls the situation catastrophic, explaining British companies want to stockpile goods in anticipation of major administrative formalities Brexit may bring. It's unclear if there'll be a post-Brexit trade deal or a chaotic economic rupture between Britain and the 27-member bloc. Charles de Ledesma, London.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.